ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas, Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Bruchim ha'mazinim. This shir will be'ez Hashem be ha'masechta nida daf memvav. And we're going to start with the inyan of teich zmanoi kelefnei zmanoi oi kelachar zmanoi, which is the inyan which be'emes begins on the bottom of memhei amud beis. But before we go into that inyan, we're going to start with a general chakira in regards to the inyan of gadlus by a boy and a girl. We know that gadlus is totally in Cyrus. Even if a boy reaches 13 years old or a girl reaches 12 years old, if he or she does not have Cyrus, then he is not a gadol and she is not a gedola. So you need Cyrus and we need shanim. We also know, kamavur and all the sugyas, that even if he or she brings Cyrus before 12 for a girl or 13 for a boy, those Cyrus don't have a din of simani gadlus, they're just a shuma ba'alma. So it comes out that in order to be a gadol, you have to have shanim and you have to have simanim. Now, yesh lachkar. Do we say that be'emes gadlus is mitli toli in simanim? And the only reason why we need shanim is in order that the simanim should have a din of simanim. Because if the Cyrus came before 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy, they don't have a din of simanim, they have a din of shuma ba'alma. That's why you need the shanim in order that the Cyrus that come should have a din of simanim. But be'emes gadlus is mitli toli only in simanim and not in shanim at all. That's the first said. Aydilma, we say that gadlus is toli in the tziruf of simanim and shanim. You need simanim, and it's true, it only has a din of simanim once the shanim are there, but before the simanim have a din of shuma, and they don't have a din of simanim b'chlal. But besides for the actual simanim, you also need shanim. So once the boy turns 13 and the girl turns 12, then the Cyrus could make him a gadol, because we have the tziruf of the Cyrus, which actually have a din of simanim, and also the shanim biyachad, the tziruf of the two, create gadlus. What's the nafkamina? L'chair, there's no nafkamina l'alacha, because haray, the simanim are never simanim unless you have the shanim, and once you have the shanim, so you have shanim and simanim. So what's the nafkamina if the godless is only created by the simanim, or the shanim actually play an active role in creating the godless? So there are many nafkaminas, but we'll start with one very interesting nafkamina. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba in Simon Aleph, Reish Tazayin, that discusses a story where a girl was makabel kedushin, and it was not clear how old the girl was. Was she still just 11, or was she 12? Now the Rajva wants to dan that over there the girl would be muteres l'shuk because of a svek sveka. Suffolk if she has shanim or not. Suffolk if she's 12 or she's only 11. And even if she's 12, maybe she did not bring simanim. So it's a svek sveka. And the Rajva's messiahim that it's nearer that this does not have a din of a svek sveka b'chlal. He's not mefarish why it doesn't have a din of a svek sveka, but he's knighted to say it doesn't have a din of a svek sveka. Now the Achrayim, and actually starting with the Maharit and Tshuvas, Simon Mem Aleph and Simon Nun Aleph, and also a Tshuva that he brings over there, B'Shem, the Maharam Kastelitz, and also an Arichas and the Shmaitza and Shmaitahei, and many other Achrayim, all discuss what's the pshat, why the Rajva does not consider this to be a Svek Sveka B'chlal. One of the Yedua Deka Mahalchem, how to dan if this is a Svek Sveka, is Mitli Toli in the previous Shaila. Because Bishlam, if you say that there are two things which B'tziruf create godless, the simanim and the shanim. So then there's a makam to possibly say that this is a svek sveka. It's a suffolk whether she has the shanim, and even if she has the shanim, maybe she doesn't have the simanim. But if you say that the shanim don't actually play a role b'chlal in creating the godless, it's only the simanim that create the godless, just in order for them to have a shem simanim, she has to be 12 years old, otherwise it's just a shuma ba'alma. So then there is no svek sveka, there's only one suffolk. Does she have simanim or doesn't she have simanim? the tzad that maybe she's not 12 yet is just another reason why, even if she has Cyrus, those Cyrus don't have Hashem Simanim. But the question is one suffix. Does she have Simanim? Which in order to be Simanim, she has to actually be 12? Or does she not have Simanim? So that would not have a din of a Svek Sveka. Now, many Achrayim bring a raya from Shitas HaRamam in the Sinyan that he holds that you need Simanim and Shanim, the tziruf of both of them, to create Gadlus. And we'll start with the Rambam, which is Zegei Arasugya, which we already mentioned in the previous year. This Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Nedarim. The Rambam Shita is, if you have a girl who's Bas Yud Beis Shanim, or a boy who's Ben Yud Gimel Shanim, even if they do not have Cyrus, they already have a halacha that their neder is a neder and their hektish is a hektish, even if they're Einam Yoidim Lahaflois. Zog the Shmaitze in Shmaita Hey, Perek Yud Aleph, and also the Briskerov in the stencils in Chidushei Agriz Alashas in Masechta Tmura Daf Beis brings us down B'Shem Reb Chaim, that this is Meichiach, that the Rambam obviously holds that in regards to the regular din of Godless of Kol Terekula, it's a tziruf of the Simanim and the Shanim. Because if we were to say that the only thing that creates Godless is only the Simanim, and the Indian of the Shanim is just in order to determine that those Simanim are actually Simanim and they're not Shuma Ba'alma, so it comes out the age of Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy, Be'emes has nothing to do with Godless Bechlal. It's just an indication that the Simanim are Simanim. So it would be impossible for the Rambam to hold that in regards to Nedarim, all you need is the Shanim alone. Hare Shanim don't contain within them a din of Godless Bechlal. Mechatesach that Legabi Nedarim, it should have a din of Godless. But if you say that in regards to Godless of Kol Terekula, it's a tziruf of the Simanim and the Shanim, then there's a makam for the Rambam to have his shita, that what we learn from the Pasuk is that in regards to Nedarim, as long as you have one of the Inyanim of Godless, the Hainu, the Shanim alone, even without the Simanim, the Shanim alone create Godless Le'inyan Nedarim. But Akapanim, Be'achreich, it has to be that even in regards to Kol Terekula, the Shanim are also a chelik of the Inyan of Godless. Then it's possible to say that that chelik alone suffices for Nedarim. But if it doesn't play a role at all in Godless and Kol Terekula, it would be impossible to say that the Shanim create Godless legabe Nedarim. Now, Shitas Rashi and Taisvis, earlier on Daf Memhei, and also later on Daf Mem Vav Mabez, is Mevor that they disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that in order to be a Gadol in Nedarim, you also need Cyrus. Shanim alone does not suffice. Zog the Briskerov over there in Chidushei Agriz, Alashas, Masechta Tmura Daf Beis, that Lechayra, Rashi and Taisvis disagree in the Ikar Yisoid of what creates Godless with the Rambam. The Rambam holds, like we said, that Shanim plays a role in Godless. However, Rashi and Taisa disagree in the Rambam in regards to Nedarim, that comes because they hold that Be'emes, Shanim never plays a role in Godless. It's only the Simanim that plays a role in Godless. B'meila, so too in regards to Nedarim, it's impossible to say that with the Shanim alone, the Neder is a Neder, even if they're any day of Haflois, and it has to be that they actually brought this Cyrus. That's how the Briskerov is Masber, the Machlekes, the Rishayim, Rashi and Taisus against the Rambam. And the Fidat, Zog the Briskerov B'Shem Reb Chaim, we can understand another Machlekes, Taisus and the Rambam, in which they go to Shitasai in this first Machlekes. The Gemara Masech the Yevamis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says, that Banim Hareihem Kesimanim, which means, even if we see a girl that doesn't have Cyrus Machlal, but if she's actually Meilid, a child, Banim is like Simanim. That's the greatest Simon Shayach. Taisus over there, Masech the Yevamis, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but if you're Mas Hareihem Kesimanim, says that even if that child was born before Yud Beis Shanim V'yem Echad, it's also a Simen Godless. Banim Harehem Kesimanim means Kesimanim Shala Achar Azmanim. Banim that's Toich Dazman have the same value as a Raya of Godless as Simanim that come after Yud Beis Shanim. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Isha's Perek Beis Lachates is Mafurish that Banim Harehem Kesimanim only works if she's Meiled after Yud Beis Shanim. But B'mikra that she's Meiled before Yud Beis Shanim, then the child would not have a din of Simanim. Zog the Briskerov B'Shem Reb Chaim, that this Taisus goes to Shitasai. Because he holds that the Ikar which creates the Godless is only the Simanim, the only reason why we need Shanim Bechlal is in order to determine that the Cyrus are actually Simanim and they're not Shuma Ba'alma. So this that we need Shanim is only in regards to the classic Simon of Cyrus. But when the Bas is Meilid, and by Banim you can't say that it's just a Shuma Ba'alma, so then you don't need Yud Beis Shanim Bechlal. You have full-fledged Simanim without the years Bechlal. That's why Taisus Shitasi holds that even if she's Meiled before Yud Beis Shanim, it's going to be a Simon of Godless. However, the Rambam, Zakt Reb Chaim, and Be'emes, Reb Chaim himself is also meramis to this in the Rambam, in Chidush Rebbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. The Rambam holds that in order to create godless, we always need the tziruf of the simanim and the shanim. Therefore, even though, of course, it's true that if this girl is mailed before Yud Beis Shanim, it has a status of simanim, and we can't say it's a shuma ba'alma, but we only have one of the halakim that creates godless. We only have the simanim. We don't have the shanim, which is why it's only going to create godless if she's mailed achri Yud Beis Shanim. So we have sai simanim and sai shanim. Now there's a makam to be ma'irer, l'chayre, even if she's mailed before Yud Beis Shanim, so you have the simanim. As long as afterwards she reaches the age of Yud Beis, now we have the tziruf of two, and that should be enough to create godless. Why does it have to be that the actual leida, the simanim, came achar shnas Yud Beis Shanim? So Reb Chaim over there in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Beis Halacha Tes is ma'irer this shayla. Ayin Shom, in the paragraph that begins, v'hinei harajba v'amagin mishnah, and he says that Enechanami, the Rambam doesn't necessarily require that the Leida should happen Acher Yud Beis Shana. Just the Iker Din Simanim is only once she comes to Chlal Shneisel. And even if B'mikra she was Meiled before Yud Beis, the Simanim are going to have to be Chayzer V'chal afterwards when she comes becomes a Bas Yud Beis. Because the Reb Chaim understands that if you need the Tziruf of the Simanim and the Simanim only actually work B'tayr Simanim once she's of age and she has the shanim. So it could be that B'metzius she was mailed before she was Yud Beis Shanim. But once she's Yud Beis Shanim, that's when the Leida is actually activated and it has a din of simanim to create godless. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam just chose a more pashut case where she was actually mailed after Yud Beis Shanim. But Enechanami, even if she's mailed before Yud Beis Shanim, that Leida works in tandem with the shanim afterwards as simanim and shanim together to create godless. This is the mahalach of Reb Chaim. Hayoyt say that we started with a chakira, whether what creates godless is just the simanim, and the only purpose of the shanim is only that the simanim should have a din of simanim, not shuma ba'alma, or whether it's a tziruf between the simanim and the shanim. And we have that this is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi and Taisvis seem to hold that it's just the simanim, and therefore, ba'ifin that the simanim are not a shuma ba'alma, it has a din of simanim even without the shanim, which was why banim suffices. However, the Rambam shita is that the shanim are also mitzurif to the actual creation of godless, which is why we need banim and shanim, which is why the Rambam could also hold that in regards to nadarim, shanim alone is enough, because like kapanim, we have one simon godless, versus Rashi and Taisus that they hold that shanim does not create godless bachlal, even in regards to nadarim. Adkan, this Yisoidus Dekashayla, Hakdama to the Inyan of Simanim and Godless. And now let's go to the Sugya of the Gemara, which discusses whether Teich Hazman is Kalafnei Hazman or Kalachar Hazman, which means, when Cyrus come within the 12th year of a girl, or the 13th year of a boy, do we say that Teich Hazman is Kalafnei Hazman, because Yud Beis Shana V'yem Echad wasn't reached for a girl, and Yud Gimel Shana V'yem Echad wasn't reached for a boy, so it still has a din of a shuma? Or do we say that Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman, and it has a din of simanim? So earlier on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a Machlekes Amiroyim about this, between Rav and Rav Chanina, who say Teich Hazman Kalafnei Hazman, and Rabbi Yechon and Amishu Ben Levi that say Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman. However, the Gemara on our Daf is Maisev a Teyufta against Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the Gemara comes out the Maskana that Avada Teich Hazman is Kalufnei Hazman, and it does not have a din of Simanim. Now, Agav, later on the Femches Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down a Machlekes Tanayim, whether Teich HaPerek is Kalachar HaPerek or not, and there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, what the definition of Teich HaPerek Kalachar HaPerek means. According to Rashi, it's the same Inyan as whether Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman, and it comes out that there's actually a Machlekes Tanayim whether or not Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman or not. And this ends up being a Ma'ir Dika Ha'ara in our Gemara. Why does the Gemara remain with a Tayufta against Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi who say Teich Hazman Kalachar Hazman? Hare, it's a Machlekes Tanayim later on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Ayin and the Rishayim and Arasugya that asked this question. And they say that Enechanami, according to Rashi, the Gemara could have said so. Now it's Mavur and Arasugya that the Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi that hold Teich Hazman Kalachar Hazman, the pshat is that as soon as this girl sees Cyrus, even within the 12th year, or the boy sees Cyrus within the 13th year, they immediately have a din of a gadol in Ein Shem. They have a full-fledged din of a gadol even before reaching the 12th birthday for a girl and the 13th birthday for a boy. And on that, the Gemara asks a Tayufta from a Braisa. Frekt Reb Kiva Eger, this Reb Kiva Eger is later on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, on Taisvis, Pedivri Amatzchal Vibayisema. L'chayre, the Gemara should have answered that this the Reb Yechon Reb Shulman Levi say, Teich Azman Kala Achar Azman, doesn't mean that they actually have a din of a gadol immediately. It just means that Cyrus that appear Teich Azman within the 12th year for a girl and the 13th year of a boy have a din of Cyrus, and they don't have a din of a Shuma Ba'alma. But Avada, the actual godless, is only Chal once they have the Shonim. And Reb Kveger remains with the Tzarchi and Gadol. So this Reb Kveger is going with the Hanacha, and he brings a riot to this Hanacha from a Mishnah Lamelech, Ayin Shom in the Reb Kveger. He's going with the Hanacha that Be'emes, what creates the godless, is a Tziruf of the Simanim and the Shonim. Mimeli asked the Kasha, the Gemara could have said that this, that Reb Yechon Reb Shom Alevi say that it has a din of Simanim, just means it has a din of a Simanim and it's a Shom of Alva. But Avad, it's not enough to create godless, because we need also the Shonim. So we would have to wait until the girl finishes her 12th year and the boy finishes his 13th year in order to have the Tziruf of both. That's the basis of Reb Kveger's Kasha. But if you go according to the Mahalach, which Reb Chaim is Masber, in the Shita of Rashi and Taisus, that they hold that it's only the Simanim which create godless, Shonim are only there in order to identify whether or not these Cyrus have a Shem of Simanim or the just a Shum of Alma. So then Avada, there's no makam to this question, for this. Because the Rega we say that Teich Azman is Kalachar Azman, and the Simanim that are there within the 12th year for a girl and the 13th year for a boy have a din of Simanim and they're not a Shum of Alma, so automatically there's going to be godless and there's no Indian to wait for the Shanim Bachlal. Al-Kopanim, Lamaisa, the Gemara is Mavur, that the Gemara understands that the Machlaikis between Rav and Reb Chanina against Reb Yechon and Reb Yeshua, whether Teich Azman is Kalachar Azman, means that if you hold Teich Azman Kalachar Azman, he or she already have a din of a gadol as soon as they get Cyrus within the 12th year of a girl and the 13th year of a boy. What's the Bira Machlaikis? So there seems to be two Mahalchim. In Chidushi Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, in Masechti Yevamos Daf Tes, he says simply that this, that there's the age of Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy. So the machlekes between Rav and Reb Chanina against Reb Yechon and Reb Yeshua and Levi is simply whether Yud Beis and Yud Gimel means within the year of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, or does it have to be Yud Beis V'yom Echad and Yud Gimel V'yom Echad? It has to be a full 12 years for a girl and 13 years for a boy. That's the Pashut HaMahalach that Reb Shmuel says. However, the Shav Shmaitza in Shmaita Hei Perik Yud Aleph, he explains that Be'emes, there are two machlekesin between Rav and Reb Chanina against Reb Yechon and Reb Shulman Levi. One machlekes is whether or not simanim that come within the 12th year and the 13th year have a din of shuma or they have a din of simanim. But Be'emes is another machlekes. Because haray we said that the Shita Sarambam is that besides for the simanim, you also need shanim in order to create godless. Zog the Shmaitze, that's only because we paskin, like Rav and Reb Chanina, that Teich Azman is Kelefnei Azman. And that Be'emes we need full 12 years for a girl and 13 years for a boy. So according to those Manda Amrim, it's possible to say that we need Sai the Simanim, which only have a din of Simanim once she's Bas Yubei Shanim V'yamechad and once he's Ben Yud Gimel V'yamechad. And also we need the Shanim themselves. However, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shul Ben Levi who say that Teich Azman is Kalach Azman, and even if she has Cyrus within the 12th year or he has Cyrus within the 13th year, that's enough to create godless. They obviously hold two things. First of all, they hold that it has a din of simanim already before Yud Beis V'yom Echad and Yud Gimel V'yom Echad. And besides that, they be'achreach hold that all you need is simanim and you don't need shanim. Because that's barer that shanim means the full Yud Beis V'yom Echad and the full Yud Gimel V'yom Echad. So if they say that within Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, they already have a din of a gadol, be'achreach, you don't need shanim b'chlal. All you need is simanim. And in regards to Simanim, it has a Shem Simanim if it's Teich Azman, because Teich Azman is Kala Achar Azman. Hayyaitze, that this that the Rambam is Mavur, that he holds, that you need Simanim and Shanim, is only because we paskin that you need a full 12 years for a girl and 13 years for a boy. But according to Rabbi Yechon and Reb Shulman Levi, that they say that Teich Azman is Kala Achar Azman, besides for the fact that they hold that it already has a Shem Simanim before the full 12 and 13 years, Chutz Mizat's also Mavur that they don't hold like Shitas HaRambam, and they hold that Simanim alone suffice, and you don't need Shanim. because there's no machlekes in regards to how many shanim is shanim. We don't hold like Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, who says that they hold that the actual zman of shanim is the beginning of Yud Beis and the beginning of Yud Gemal. Avada, everybody's maida, that shanim of gadlus, the cheftz of shanim is only nigmar with a full Yud Beis v'yom echad for a girl and a full Yud Gemal v'yom echad for a boy. Elamai bechrech, they hold all you need is simanim and not shanim, and for simanim, it already doesn't have a din of shumah because teich hazman is kala achar hazman. That's the mahalach of the Shmaitza. And according to this, he's miyashiv, a moir dikakasha from the Mishnah Lamelech and many other nice akalim on the Shitas Rambam. Because already we said that the Rambam's Shita is that once a girl reaches Yud Beis V'yayim Echad and a boy reaches Yud Gimel V'yayim Echad, even if they don't have Cyrus, they already have a din of a gadol in Nidarim, that it's Ein Nidreyam Nivdakim. Fragin the Nisei Kalim, that's Keneged, a Mefurish Gemara, earlier on Daf Memheim at Beis, and an Aradaf Amam Vavam and Aleph. The Gemara says in both these places, E delay Isi Shtei Cyrus, Kotanhu. The Gemara is talking about Nidarim, and the Gemara says Mefurish, that even if you reach the age of Yud Beis Shanim V'yamechad and Yud Gimel Shanim V'yamechad, if you don't have Shtei Cyrus, you have a din of Kotan, Legabi Nidarim. So how could the Rambam say that you have a din of a gadol legabi nedarim? And for the Shmaitze, because these two Gemaras are going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, that Teich Hazman is Kala Achar Hazman, Kemavur and the Cheshman of the Gemara. And according to them, Avada, it's only Tali and Cyrus, and it's not Tali and Shana Bachlal. So according to them, Avada, we don't hold of this Yisoid that with Shanim alone, they have a din of a gadol legabi nedarim. It's only Tali and Cyrus. Which is why the Gemara says that according to them, Idulei Isis Tei Cyrus, Katanu. But the Rambam, the Shita, say that he paskins not like them, and he says that we need a full Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and he holds that besides for the fact that it has a din of a Shuma until Yud Beis Yud Gimel, you need the Yud Beis Yud Gimel in order to have the Shanim, the Tzir for the Simanim and the Shanim together. So he, the Shita, could hold that when the Gemara says that a Bas Yud Beis Shanim V'yamechad and a Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'yamechad, it's Ein Nidrein of Dakin, and even if there are any Adel HaFas, it's a Nether, it means with the Shanim alone, because Shanim are meaningful in regards to Godless, and you don't need Cyrus Bachlal. This is the Maritika Mahalach of the Shmaitze. Hayyitze, in summary, we have a Machlaikas Amiroim, whether Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman. Avada, the first part of that Machlaikas is whether or not Cyrus that come within the 12th or 13th year, if they have a din of a Shuma or they don't have a din of a Shuma. Now we have two ways to understand that. One mahalach, and that's the mahalach of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, is that the machlekes is whether or not the years that were mentioned of Yud Beis for a girl and Yud Gimel for a boy, are those the beginning of the year or are those the end of the year? However, the mahalach of the Shmaitze is that avada lekuli alma, in order to have the shanim, you need the full 12 years and one day for a girl and 13 years and one day for a boy. Because avada, the ikar shnois gadlus, is a full 12 years and 13 years. Nevertheless, the machlekes is that if the Cyrus appear within the Zman, if Teich Hazman, whether or not they have a din of a Shuma or they have a din of Simanim. According to Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shulman Levi, they have a din of Simanim. And they also hold that all you need is the Simanim and you don't need the Shana Bachlal. Whereas according to Rav and Rabbi Chanina, they don't have a din of Simanim. They still have a din of Shuma until you have the full amount of the years. And besides the Simanim, you also need the Shanim as well. Now, l'chayra, there's a Mayur Dika'ara in this Gemara, and this will be a smach to the Mahalach of the Shmaitze versus the Mahalach of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Because the Gemara's notion is Teich Hazman Kelefnei Hazman or Kelachar Hazman. Now, l'chayra, the fear of Shmuel Rozovsky, there is no machlekes whether Teich Hazman is Kelefnei Hazman or Kelachar Hazman. The machlekes is, what is this man? According to Reb Yechon and Reb Shulman Levi, this man is Yud Beis V'yayim Echad. And according to Rav and Chanina, this man is Yud Aleph V'yayim Echad for a girl, and Yud Beis V'yayim Echad for a boy. Why is the nusach of the machlekes of Teich Hazman is Kalachar Hazman? Everybody should hold that Teich Hazman is not Kalachar Hazman, and the machlekes pashut is, what is this man? However, according to the Mahalach of the Shmaitze, it's Nicha. Because Lekuli Alma, the Iker Zman of Godless, when we're dealing with Shanim, the Heftz of Shneis Godless is for sure Yud Beis V'yayim Echad for a girl, and Yud Gimel V'yayim Echad for a boy. And if you need Shanim, you're going to need the full 12 years for a girl and the full 13 years for a boy. Nevertheless, the machlekes is whether or not Teich Hazman, if the Cyrus come within the Zman, do they have a din of a Simen or they have a din of a Shuma? According to Reb Chanina and Rav, they don't have a din of a Simen. Whereas according to Reb Shulman Levi and Reb Yechanan, they have a din of a Simen, and once you have a Simen, it's enough, and you don't need the Shanim. But avade, it's considered toichazman, and the ikrazman didn't come, because the zman of shneis gadlus, lekuli alma, is only a full yud beis and yud gimel. Just according to Rabbi Yechon Meshua ben Levi, you don't need the full zman. Even toichazman is a din of simonim, and once you have simonim, there is gadlus. V'doi keitev, adkan, this machlekes, yisoydis tika machlekes, how to understand the ikra machlekes of the Gemara, if toichazman is kal achrazman or not. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down the sheet of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that says that from Ben Tes va'ad beiz yud beiz shan of yom echad, it has a din of a simon. Even if this child brings Cyrus from the age of 9 years old, it already has a din of a simon and it's not a shuma. Now there's a major machlekes rishayim. What's pshat in Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? The Rashba and the Ritva and the Chedushi Aran, Vechulu, practically all the Sfardash Rishayim, all say that all Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda means is that the Simanim don't have a din of a Shuma, it has a din of Simanim. But he doesn't have a din of a Gadol until he actually reaches the Shanim of Yud Gemel Shanim V'yayim Echad. And the Emes says, Azoy is Mashma, also in Rashi, B'divir Maschel V'husha Aydan Bay. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that these are only considered Simanim if the simanim are still present, if they're still aiden bay when he reaches Ben Yud Gimel. So, Rashi with the Vemaschal, Vahusha aiden bay, Vahusha aiden bay, Kishe Higdil. He still has the simanim when he becomes a Godol. Mashma, that the actual godless is a vada not when he has the Cyrus, but only once he reaches the age of Yud Gimel Shanim V'yayim Echad. That's the sheet of these Rishayim. However, the Taisus Rid, and also the Purish Arush, Masech Tanazir Daf Lamed, is before that they hold that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he has a din of a gadol immediately as soon as he brings the Cyrus, even from the age of 9. Zokter Reuven Grizovsky in Chedusher Reuven, Mesechta Yevamis Simen Tezayin, that from those Rishayim that learn Pshat in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that the Cyrus just have a din of Simanim, but godless doesn't come until 13, we see that they hold that a Kapanim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order to have godless, you have to have simanim and shanim. Like the shita of the Rambam that we said, b'shem the briskarov, b'shem Reb Chaim. That it's not enough just to have simanim. And the function of shanim isn't just to be kaveya, that the sires are actually simanim, but rather that godless is a tziruf of simanim and shanim together. Which is why even if we establish that the simanim have a din of simanim, it's still missing the shanim and he doesn't have a din of a gadol until he's 13 years old. Arkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. We are about to begin the inyan ha-gadol v'anayra of Chazaka de Rava. Rava tells us a memra, the k'tana she'egiyo l'chlal sh'neiseha, eina tzricha bedika, Chazaka hevi'a simanin. A k'tana which reaches the shanim of 12 years old doesn't require a bedika to see if she has simanim, because it's a Chazaka that she has simanim. This Chazaka de Rava is subject to a tremendous arichas in our sugya, also later on Daf Memches, in the Gemara, in the Rishayim, in the Achrayim, in the Paiskim, in the Chuvis, ad kadei Paiske zmanenu. And we're going to try b'siyata d'shmaya to give a general overview how to understand the different mahalchim as to what Chazaka d'Rava is and to what degree it can be used. And we'll start with this that the Gemara says, the Maskana, chikam arava Chazaka lemiyun. Aval chalitza by bedika. Rava's chazaka only helps the gabi miyun, that we cannot allow a girl, once she reaches the age of 12 years old, to be memayin, because we assume that she probably has shtei Cyrus, and therefore her kedushin is now a kedushin d'araisa. However, le'ini lechalitza, the hainu to be samech on the fact that she has shtei Cyrus, so that she should be able to be matter herself by doing chalitza, and now she won't be zokak le'ivum, we cannot be samech on this chazaka legabe chalitza. Now this is a tremendous pella, because if there really is a chazaka she'evia simanin, why should we not be able to be samech on this legabe chalitza? Hooray, in kol ha'tayra kula, even in regards to dinam d'araisa, we are samech on chazakas. It's a mefurish gemara mesech to kedushin daf pei, seiklin v'sarfin ala chazakas. So why should this chazaka be any different? So achara ion, there are 5 ikra mahalchim in the Rishayim and in the G'dayli Achrayim. And we'll start first with the Mahalach of the Rishayim. It can be found in the Ramban, in Chidush Ramban, and in the Melchames, and in the Rajbe, and Masechta Chulin, Dav Gimel. The Rishayim over there are talking about this that the Gemara says, the Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. most people who allow themselves to shecht are a mumche. So it comes out, al pi the din of roiv, which we can be samech on al pi taira, we can assume that any person does a shechita is probably a mumche and probably performed the shechita properly. Nevertheless, look in the Rishayim, we're mechuyev to be baitik the person, test him to see if he's actually a mumche. Why? Because this that we're samech on the din roiv of the taira is only b'makam where it's efshel levarer. But b'makam where it's efshel levarer, we're mechuyev to do so. And that's also the reason why we check for sirchais in the reya, even though al pi roiv you can assume that the animal is not a treifa, but because it's something that we can be mevarer, we're mechuyev to be mevarer. And the Rishayim shtel tzu arasugya. They say that's why, even though be'emes is a chazaka de rava, the chazaka is a svara like roiv, that probably once she's 12 years old, she has jesiris. Nevertheless, being that it's something that's efshar levar, we can go ahead and be baidik to see if she actually has the jesiris or not. Therefore, we're not saimach on the chazaka, and that's pshat in the Gemara that says that we're not saimach on it legabe chalitza. Ad kan this mahalak from the Rishayim. Now, Rabbi Sir Zalman, in his Hagayis on the Chiddush Ramban over there in Chulin, and also the Mishkanes Yaakov in Shuvis, Evan Ezra, Simon Membeis, there are more errors that lefi this that we're not saimach on chazaka de rava, lein chalitza, is only b'makam where it's really efshal of arar. But what happens, b'chei gavne, that it's no longer possible to be mevarer, then avada we will be samech on chazaka de rava, and this could be negeh l'mashal by a boy. A boy goes ahead and does a ma'isa kinyan or a ma'isa kedushin, and then he goes to mdinas hayam. So we cannot be mevarer anymore if he has the sirus. In such a situation, we'll be samech mitam vadai in the chazaka de rava, just like we're samech always on roiv, and we will assume bevadai that he was a gadol. And this is a tremendous chidush lehalacha. This is the first mahalach and the nafkamina lahalacha. The second mahalach we're going to say over is from the Mishkanes Yaakov in Chuvis, Chelik Eben Ezra Simon Membeis. He's mayrich to bring many rayas from many Rishayim, that be'emes, the chazaka of Rava, that probably she brought Cyrus, is not really a chazaka, a svara on a deraisa level. It's just a takana derabanan, le'inyana derabanan, that we're saying on the chazaka. And he says that there's a dugma to such a chazaka, a mesech de erevin, that we have a chazaka shliach haisa shlichusai. That's not really a svarim a deraisa. On a deraisa level, we're not samech that probably the shliach the shlichusai. It's just the rabbanon said chazaka shliach haisa shlichusai, and we may be samech on it legabe eden the rabbanon. So to over here, Rava's chazaka that he via Cyrus is only legabe the rabbanon, legabe miun, that therefore she will not be able to be memayan. However, le'inina deraisa to be samech on this legabe chalitza, we will not be able to be samech because it isn't really a chazaka gemura on a deraisa level. This is a vada not like the Rishayim that we mentioned in Chulin. They're assuming that it's a chazaka gemura like a raiv of raiv mitzvah netzal shechita mumchanein. And from here they bring a raya that even b'makam where there's a full-fledged raiv and a chazaka, we're mechuyev to be baidik if we can. However, these Rishayim, according to the understanding of Mishkanes Yaakov, they hold that there isn't really a chazaka. It's just a takana derabanan, which you could be samech on legabe a derabanan. Now we have to be ma'ir, the Rebbe Kiva Eger in Chuvis, Simon Zion, in Madura Kama, he brings down that the Shitas Arif and the Rambam and many other Rishayim is that a chalitza of a ketana is be'emes a kosher chalitza mederaisa. It's only possible in the first place mederabanan. So I am Cain, this doesn't stim with this mahalach of the Mishkanes Yaakov. Because Mishkanes Yaakov array says that the reason why the chazaka doesn't work legabe chalitza is because the chazaka doesn't work legabe ederaisa, only legabe derabanan, similar to what we find legabe chazaka shliach haisa shlichusai. But according to the Rif and the Rambam and the other Rishayim that hold that even chalitza is also only an inin of derabanan, because on a deraisa level, even if she was a ketana, it's a good chalitza. So I am Cain, the chazaka should work legabe chalitza. So if that is going to be muchach, that be'emes, the fact that Rava says it doesn't work legabe chalitza has nothing to do with the fact that it only works legabe derabanan and not legabe deraisa. Even in regards to rabbanan, it's also not going to work le'inyan chalitza. This is the second mahalach. So far we have two mahalachim, the mahalach of the Ramban and the Rashi and Chulin that say that even if it's a chazaka gemura, you have to be baidik, and the mahalach of the Mishkan and Siyakav that is medayik from many Rishayim that there really isn't a chazaka gemura, it's just a takana derabanan which works by din derabanan. The third mahalach we're going to say over is from the Chuvis HaMa'arit. He's Mayrich in Simon Mem Aleph and also in Simon Nun Aleph. He says that the gather is that it's a Sofek Rachik. In other words, the Chazaka is a Svara on a Deraisa level, but it's not a Vade Gomer. It just makes that the tzad, suffik, that she doesn't have the siris, is a suffik rachik. What do we do with makam where we only have a suffik rachik? Says the Marit, machmirin b'shaltaira afilu b'suffik rachik. L'gabe din daraisa, we're machmir by a suffik rachik. Which means that be'etzem, the chazaka is strong enough to be active, bein l'gabe darbanan, bein l'gabe daraisa. But midaraisa, we're machmir, because it's not a chazaka gemura and it's a suffik. It's just a suffik rachik. According to the Smarit, this that we find in Masechta Kedushin Daf Pei, cyclin v'sarfin al chazakais, that's talking about a chazaka gemura. We don't even consider it a suffik harachik. It has a din of a vadai, which is why we're not machmir and we're cycle and we're serif. However, the chazaka of Rava doesn't have a din of a chazaka vadai. We can be samech and minatayra, but the tzad suffik is still kayim, it's just a suffik rachik. And the Maharit tells Sue a mashal to this concept from a Gemara earlier in our Masechta, Masechta Nida Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says, Maisa b'shevchasei shal meitzik, there was a maisa with a shivcha, she'etila nefil a bar, she threw a nefil into a bar, uba kayin v'hitzitzbay, and a kayin came to peek inside the bar to see im zachar im nekeva. And it says, the Chachamim said that this Kayan, which stuck his head into the bar, is Tahar, and he's not Tami B'tumas Meis Machvas the Nefel. Why? Because it's Matzui that a Chulda and a Bardless are there, and they drag the Nefel away. Taisus over there with the Vimaskal Suffolk says, Greiras Chulda Ubardless have a Suffolk Aragil v'Karev Levadai. It's a Suffolk Aragil and it's Karev Levadai. So we see that there's a concept of a chazaka which doesn't have a din vadei mamish. We still have a suffik lefenenu, but that suffik is a suffik rachik, and it's a suffik a ruggle to say that the chord of the bardas did take it away. And be'etzem, we should be able to be samech on such a thing. Nevertheless, legabi deraisa, legabi chalitza, we're going to be machmer in our sugya, although there really is a din of a chazaka, because it's not a chazaka gemura and a din vadei gomor. Hayoytzei, so far in summary, that we have three mahalchim. The first mahalach is that the chazaka is a din vadai. Nevertheless, we're mechuyev to be mevayer if we can't. That's the mahalach of the Ramban and other Rishonim Masechta Chulin. The second mahalach of the Mishkan Yaakov is that really the chazaka is not a full-fledged din chazaka b'chlal. It's just a kula derabbanan by a din derabbanan. And the third mahalach, the mahalach of the Marit, is something in between, where he says that be'emes min ha-Torah there is a din chazaka, but it's not a chazaka gemura, it's just karev levadai, and it's a suffik harachik. Mi'ikar adin, it's enough to be samechon, but we're machmer b'shal Torah, which is why we're machmer legabe chalitza. The fourth mahalach is the mahalach of the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaita Hey Perek Tezvav. He brings down this maharit, but he disagrees on the maharit in one nekuda. He agrees with the maharit that be'emes, this chazaka, is kedugmas, the chazaka of Shev Chasei Shal Meitzik, which is not a chazaka mitam vadai, it's just suffik haraga lavai, and it's a suffik rachik to say that she doesn't have the Shtei Sairis. Nevertheless, he disagrees with the Marit, because Marit assumes that Be'etzem, this Chazaka is powerful enough to work with the Raisa. It's just a Chumrah Legabe the Raisa. The Shmaitza disagrees with that, and he says that if you're Ma'ayin in the Sugi earlier in the Ftazvavim Obeis, you'll see that Be'emes, such a Suffik, is not powerful enough to be Maitzim Itam Vadai. Ain Suffik Maitzim Itam Vadai. The Gemara over there says that Lu Yitzura was a Vadai that the Shivcha threw a Nefil in, we wouldn't be able to be samech on this chazaka to say that the chulda on the bardless took away the nefil from there. It's only because it wasn't a vade in the first place. The shivcha only threw something that looks kemin nefil. It wasn't borrowed that it was a nefil in the first place. So then we could be samech on a chazaka of karev levade to say that even if it was there, it's not there anymore. But b'makom where you have a vadei, ain't suffik, even such a suffik with such a chaz, that has a chazaka and it's only a suffik rachik, Maitzi midei vadai. Memeila zok the Shmaitza, that's why in our sugya be'emes, this suffik, this chazaka, doesn't work legabe chalitza. Because be'etzem, this ktana is a vadai ktana. And like the Shmaitz himself was Meirich earlier in Shmaitza Gimel Perik Yud, a cheskas katnos is a chazaka shlema. She's becheskas ktana. Now you want to have this suffik rachik, that it seems that pashtas, she does have the Cyrus. It's just a tzad rachik that she doesn't have the Cyrus to be maitzi midei vadai. Ein safik maitzi midei vadai. Even though there is a chazaka which says that the tzad that she doesn't have Cyrus is only a Suffolk Rachik, and it's a Suffolk Aragalavai. Probably she does have the Cyrus, but because it's not a Vade Gomor, it's not powerful enough to be might say Midei Katnus Vade, which is why the law is going to be that you can't be Simech Legabi Chalitza. Only Legabi Mion are you going to be Machmer and say that she can't be Mamayan. The Rabbanan said that once the Suffolk reaches such a level, which shall be Pashtus, she has Cyrus, she can't go ahead and be Mamayan. But in order to be Simech on this Legabi Chalitza, we can't, because it's Ein Suffolk might say Midei Vadei. Hayotze, according to this fourth Mahalach, Be'etzem, he holds that it's the same level as the Marit, where it creates a Suffolk Rachik. Just he holds different than the Marit. The Marit holds that Be'emes, this would be enough min Ikaradin to work over here. It's just a Chumre, Legabi Deraisa, that it doesn't work. Whereas the Shmaitza holds it can't work min Ikaradin, because Ein Suffolk might say Midei Vadei. That's the fourth Mahalach. And the fifth Mahalach is the Mahalach of Reb Kivi Eger in Chuvay's Kama, Simon Zion. And the Mishkanes Yaakov over there in Shuvas Chelik Eben Ezer, Simon Membez, is also Metzadid, such a Mahalach, is that Be'emes, there is a Chazaka, which has a Din Chazaka, to say that she probably has the Shtei Cyrus. Nevertheless, it's not powerful to be used, K'neged a Chezkas Iser. And because this girl has a Chezkas Zika Liyavam, we cannot use the Chazaka Derava to go K'neged the Chezkas Zika Liyavam, and we cannot be matter her l'shuk ayidei her chalitza. But b'makom where it's not going k'neged a cheskas iser, the chazaka de rava is a powerful enough of a chazaka to be seimich even l'kula. That's the fifth mahalach, the mahalach of Reb Kivi Eger. So ayayitze, in summary, the five mahalachim are either like the Ramban, v'shar shayna mechulin, that it's a chazaka gemura, just your mechuyiv to mevar, or like the Mishkanes Yaakov, the be'emes, there's no chazaka b'chlal, it just works l'gabi de rabbanan. Or like the Maharit and the Shmaitza that say that Be'emes there is a chazaka, just it's not a chazaka that gives a din vadai, it just creates a tzad suffik that she doesn't have Cyrus is a suffik rachik. And the Maharit and the Shmaitza disagree that the Maharit holds that Be'emes that's powerful enough even to work midaraisa mikra din, we're just machmer, whereas the Shmaitza holds that an arasugi can't work because ain't suffik makes midar vadai. Or you say like Rabbi Kivi Eger that there is a din chazaka, just this chazaka is not strong enough to be maitzi midai chezkas iser. These are the five general mahalchim which can be found in the Rishayim and the Gedali Achrayim. And now we'll go on to say three nafkaminis lahalacha that could come out from these five mahalchim. The first inyan we'll talk about is something that we mentioned already earlier in this year, is the Rashba in Shuvis, Simon Elif, Reish Tez Zayin, discusses a case where a girl was makabel kedushin and we didn't know how old she was. So the Rashba discusses that lachayu should be able to say it's a svek sveka. Suffolk if she's 12 years old, and even if she's 12 years old, maybe she didn't bring simanim. Nevertheless, the Rashba is Messiah, and he says, Afilu hachi, eini raya bazel hakel. I don't think we should actually be mekel based on the svek sveka, and he's not masber, why not? We spoke about earlier in this year, that could be there's no svek sveka, because be'emes there isn't two svekas. There isn't two dinim, a din of shanim, and a din of simanim. It's just one din of simanim, and we require the shanim in order to know that those simanim are not a shumba ba'alma. But Be'emes, even if we say that the Rashba holds that there are two separate inyanim, there is an inyan of simanim and there is an inyan of shanim, we could still be done that it's not a svek sveka based on the chazaka derava. Because there's a suffik if she has the shanim, but the rega that we assume that she has the shanim, we can no longer done as a suffik if she has the simanim or not, because the chazaka derava says that she has the simanim once she has the shanim. And that's mititali in these five mahalchim. And let's go through them. If you say like the Mahalach of the Ramban and the Rashba himself in Chedushim in Masech Techulin, they assume that Be'emes is a Chazaka Gemura min HaTorah to say that once she's 12 years old, she has Simanim. The fact that we're not Semech on it Legabi Chalitza is just because we're Mechuyev to be Mavar. In Kain, it's Pashit that there's no Svek Svek over here. Because the Rega, we assume the Tzad of the Suffolk that she's 12 years old, there's a Din Vadai that she has the Simanim, and we cannot rely that she didn't have the Simanim in order to be Mater her La'alma. That's according to the first Mahalach. According to the second Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Mishkanes Yaakov, B'Shem his Rishayim, that say that there is no din chazaka midaraisa. According to that, l'chayra avada, there should be a svek sveka. Because being that on a deraisa level, be'emes is no chazaka, it's just that we're samech on the chazaka l'gav derabanan. But when it comes to a svek sveka, it should be mitzurif to the svek sveka to be able to be matar her la'alma. And the emes is the Mishkanes Yaakov over there brings a raya from a different Rashba that he actually holds this way. L'chayr will be a stira between that Rashba and the Rashba Masech Techulim, which we quoted earlier. But Akapanim, the Rashba and Chuvis, cannot be learnt up that his problem with the Sfek Sveka is because there's a Chazak of the Rava, based on the Rashba that the Mishkanes Yaakov brings down, that holds that really Chazak of the Rava isn't a full-fledged Chazak B'chlal. That's according to that Malach. According to the Mahalach of the Marit and the Shev Shmaitze, that they say that Be'emes is a Chazak, just it's not a Din Vadai, it's just a Sufik Rachik, that Lechaira also could explain why there's no Sfek Sveka. Because I read the Klal of Sfek Sveka is that both Svekas have to be a Sufik HaShakal. Ayin Taisus and Ksubis Daf Tesam and Av Divimaschal Vi'i, and the Klali Sfek Sveka in the Shach at the end of Simon Kuf Yud, it's Mavur that in order to have a Sfek Sveka, each one of the Svekas has to be a Sufik HaShakal, an equal-sided Sufik. But if one of the Svekas is a Sufik Sheheina HaShakal, like in this case, where it's a Karev Levadai, that she does have the Cyrus, it's only a Tzad Rachik that she doesn't have the Cyrus, that doesn't give us a Din of Sfek Sveka, and we would be Mechuyev to be Machmer. So that Mahalach could explain why there's no Sfek Sveka in this case. And according to the fifth Mahalach, the Mahalach of Reb Kiva Eger, that says, Be'emes as a Chazaka, it just doesn't work, K'neged Echeskas Isser. Al Kalpanim over here, where we want to use the Sufik to make it a Sfek Sveka, wouldn't have a Din of Sfek Sveka, because there's a din chazaka the Rava which says it isn't really a suffik. There's a chazaka that says that she does have the shtei Cyrus, and memela we'd be mechuyev to be machmer. That's the first nafkamina legabe the sfek sveka, the case of the tshuva sarajba. A second nafkamina, which in the gea mamash halacha lemaisa, is this that the Magen Avram in Siman Nun Hei and in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes, he says that if we want to rely on a bar mitzvah bachar who has the shanim, but we weren't Baidik if he has the Cyrus. We want to rely on him, Legabe Tfila and Birchas HaMazon. Says the Magen Avraham, do we have to differentiate? Legabe Tfila, to daven for the Amud, or to be Maitzi somebody with Tfila, or Stame Bracha, we can be Saimach. Because Legabe the Rabbanan, we can be Saimach on the Chazak of the Rava, just like we Saimach on the Chazak of the Rava in Arasagi, Legabe Mion, to stop her from being Mamayan. But Legabe Birchas HaMazon, which is the Raisa, we cannot be Saimach on it, because just like Rav is not Seimach on the Chazaka the Rav, Legabe Chalitza Menatayra, so too we're not Seimach to be Maitzi in Berchaz HaMazon. And this is also Negei Halacha Lamaisa, Ayin and Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. If you want a Bar Mitzvah Bachar to be Maitzi the Tzibor in Kiddush on Friday night, so the men who are already Davin Ma'ariv, so they're Yaitze Kiddush Midaraisa, they only have a Chiv of Kiddush Darabanan, could be Seimach Zakti Mishnah Berurah B'Shem the Magen Avram, on the Chazaka de Rava, Legabi didn't Kiddush de Rabbanan. But the woman who didn't have a Ma'ariv, and they have a Chiv Kiddush Minatayra, cannot be Yaitze Kiddush from the Bar Mitzvah Bacher, because they're not Samech on the Chazaka de Rava, Legabi didn't de Arayza. This is the Shita of the Magen Avram. Now, let's see if this stims according to the previous five Malachim. According to the first Malach of the Rishayim, that it's Chazaka, even Minatayra, was just not Samech, but Makam Shef Shalavar, so too, we can understand this that the Magen Avraham says not to be Seimach on it, Legabi Berchas HaMazon, because we won't just sit back and be Seimach that he has a Chazak, the Ravi, and he has a Shtei Cyrus, because technically we could actually go ahead and be Baidik and be Mavar. So until we're Mavar, we can't be Seimach, Legabi Berchas HaMazon. Nevertheless, this that the Magen Avraham says that we could be Seimach on it, Legabi Tfila, that's Tzarech Bir. Zakhtar B'Kiveger in Tshuva Simen Zayin, Tshuvas Kama, that Lechaira, if you hold like the Rif and the Rambam with other Rishayim that hold, that Chalitza's Ketana is only Pasal Darabanan. So we see that even on a Darabanan level, we're Machmer, and we're not Samech on the Chazak of the Rava. So in Cain, the Magen Avraham that says that you could be Samech on the Gabi Tfila, it's not true. And if we go with this Mahalach of the Ramban, it would come out that even on a Darabanan level, we're not Samech on the Chazak of the Rava, but Makam Sheaf Shalavar. Even the Gabi Darabanan does a din that if you're Mechuyiv to be Mavar, you have to be Mavar. So in Cain, this that the Magen Avraham says he could be Samech on the Chazak of the Rava and allow the Katan to be Maitzi us in Tefillah and in a Bracha de Rabbanan, Lechayra should not be true. And a Bar Mitzvah Bachar, which we are not Baidik, should not even be able to be Maitzi the men in Kiddush, even though it's only a Din de Rabbanan. That's according to the first Mahalach. According to the second Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Mishkanes Yaakov that says that Be'emes is not a Chazak of Bechlal, it's only that Legabi de Rabbanan, they were Samech and it Lahakal. That stems exactly with the Magen Avraham. Because the Gabi de Raisa Be'emes is no Chazaka de Rava, but the Gabi de Rabbanan, we're Samech on it even Lahakal, just like we're Samech on a Shliach Haisa Shlichusai, the Gabi Erev and de Rabbanan. So the Mishkanes Yaakov works perfectly with the Magen Avraham. According to the third Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Marit, that says that Be'emes there is a Chazaka, just it's not a Chazaka Gemura that makes a Vadai, It's just a suffik rochik. And he says that legabe deraisa, we're machmer not to be samech on it. That also works well with the Magen Avraham. Because be'emes there is a chazaka, which is why we could be samech on it legabe derabanan. Just legabe deraisa, because there is some shem suffik remaining, we're not samech on it, which would explain why we're not samech on the chazaka derava, legabe berchas amazen, and legabe kiddush minatayra. According to the Shav Shmaitza that says that be'emes is a din chazaka, but it's not a din vadai, it's just that it's a suffik rochik, similar to the marit. But he says that ain safek mitzvah midei vaday, you can't be samechnet to be mitzvah midei vaday katan. L'chayre im kain, there's no reason to assume that you can be samechnet even legabi derabanan. The fact that we don't let her do mion is that we're machmer not to do mion. But to be samechnet lekula legabi derabanan, tzarech in if we can be samechnet lekula even legabi derabanan, hare ain safek mitzvah midei vaday. And im kain l'chayre lefi the shmaitzah should come out that just like we can't be samechnet the chazaka derava legabi edin deraisa. Legabi birchas amazon and kiddush araisa, so too we should not be able to be samech on it. Legabi tefila midirabanan, not like the Magen Avraham in that point. And according to the fifth malach, according to the Rabbi Eger, that he says that chazaka the rava is be'emes a full fledged din chazaka. It's just not powerful enough to be mitzi midei cheskas iser. Zok Rabbi Eger, that's just not powerful enough to be mitzi midei cheskas iser, but to be mitzi birchas amazon, which is not going connected to chazaka. We can be samech on chazaka derava even legabe edin deraisa, and he's mayrich over there, and he says we don't consider it a cheskas chiyuv berchas amazain, and we want to use the chazaka derava to be mitzi midei cheskas chiyuv. We don't look at it that way, and we say that be'emes you could be mitzi even on berchas amazain deraisa and even on kiddush deraisa, and we could be samech on it even legabe tefillin deraisa. The only time we can be samech on derava is to be mitzi midei a cheskas zika leyavam midaraisa a cheskas eser. These are the nafkaminas between the five mahalchim, legabi, the din of the Magen Avraham. And now we'll bring a third nafkamina, which is the halacha that's brought down on Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Hei. It says that we cannot be saimich on chazaka derava legabi edus. If a bar mitzvah bachar comes into Bezin to say edus, we're not saimich on his edus bachlal until we're baidik to see if he has Shtei Cyrus. Zok de Shmaitze, in Shmaitze Hei, Perik Yud Aleph, it's mashma that we're not saimech bechlal, not legabi deraisa, not legabi derabanan, not lechumer, not lekula. We throw him out of Bezdin. This also, we have to done how it stems or if it stems with the five mahalchim. According to the mahalach of the Ramban, v'shar rishayin and v'sech dechulam, that say that we're not saimech on it, kolzman shef shalavar, that would explain why lechatchila, Bezdin is not makabal the edus bechlal until we go ahead and we're mavar. What would be if he already said the edus and we're ready makabal it? Could be the din would be different. But the ikra din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that we're not makabal the edus. According to the mahalach of the Mishkan Es Yaakov that says that be'emes on a deraisa level there's no chazaka b'chlal, it only works the gabi derabanan. Yesh lodon. And a chanami, we should not be makabal the edus in regards to din deraisa, but if their edus is coming the gabi din derabanan, we should be makabal. But could be the stamus of the edus, which is spoken about in Chaysha Mishpat, is an edus le gabi deraisa. Dine Maminus is generally midaraisa, which is why there's a klal in Shulchan Aruch not to be makabal the edus, because on a deraisa level, avada we don't have a chazaka derava. According to the Marit that he says that be'emes midaraisa we have a chazaka, just being that it's not a vade gomer, it's only karv levade, so we're machmer legabi deraisa. Frek de shmaitze be'emes in shmaitze hey perik tezvav, that does not stim with the halacha that we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, because even though we're machmer legabi deraisa, the Gabi Dine Mominus is no makam to be machmer or be mekel. A chumr lezeh is a kula lezeh. And because me ikra din there is a chazaka, so vada we should be able to rely on the edus and on the chazaka derava that says that this bar mitzvah bachar does have shtei Cyrus. So the mahalach of the marit does not stim with this that we pasken in the Shulchan Aruch and this that's written in the Torah. However, according to the mahalach of the Shmaitze, it's good. Because being that it's not a vade gomer and there still is a shem safik, Ein safek mitzi midei vadei katan. Therefore, the halacha is that we're not samech on the chazaka derava bechlal. We go with the vadei of katnas, which is why we're not makabel the edus of a ben gimel shanim, and we don't assume like the chazaka that he has shtei Cyrus. According to the mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the fifth mahalach, that he says that be'emes as a chazaka, just it's not strong enough to be mitzi midei cheska sister. So luchayer legabi edus, it would be tali whether or not this edus is coming to be mitzi midei chazaka or not. And even the Gabi Mamen, is it coming to be Maitzi Midei Cheskas Mamen or not? from the stamos of the halach and Shulchan Aruch that says that we're not makabel the edus of a ben yud gimel shana. It's mashma that we're not makabel it bein lechaitzi and bein lahachzik. That's going to be shver lechayra on the mahalach of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and that's the third nafkamina. Hayyotze that we have five mahalchim how to understand the chazaka the rava when we say it and when we don't, and we said three nafkaminas between the five mahalchim. One nafkamina legabi if it's a tzveka, second nafkamina legabi the magen avram if we're samech legabi the rabbanon or legabi the raisa, and the third nafkamina legabi edus. This is the tip of the iceberg of this inyan hagadol v'aneira of chazaka the rava. Abkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis brings down the machlekes between Rav Kahana against Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlakish by hikdish v'achlu acherim. That means if you have a mulfa samach leish that was makdish, and somebody else eats that chayfetz that's kadosh, according to Rav Kahana, ain leiken, and the Gemara is masber because he holds mulfa samach leish as only the rabbanon. However, Rav Yechanan and Rav Shlakish amri tevayu leiken, he does get malchus because they hold that mulfa samach leish is dairaisa. Frek Taisus with Divya Maschor Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. How can we say that he gets Malkus? Hare, it's Asra Sufik. Because at the time that this person eats it, we don't know if within the year this Mufla Samach Lish is actually going to bring Shtei Cyrus. If he brings Shtei Cyrus, it turns out that he's Be'emes within the year before he's a Gadol, and he has it in a Mufla Samach Lish, and it's Taka Kadesh. But on the Tzad, that he's not going to bring Shtei Cyrus Bismanai, and his Shtei Cyrus are going to come later, after a year elapses from the time of the neder till the time he brings Shtei Cyrus, turns out that b'shas the neder he wasn't really a mufla samach lish. So even if we wait around until he brings Shtei Cyrus and we see that in actuality he was a mufla samach lish b'shas the neder, nevertheless b'shas the achila it wasn't yet clear if this is really kadosh or not. So it's asra suffix, so he should not get malchus. Azay frek taisvus, and for taisvus. Because there's a rave that says that the Shtei Cyrus are going to come bismanoi, we can be samech on the rave, and it doesn't have a din of asra suffik. Now the Shmaitza and Shmaitza Hey, Perek Tesvav says, although Taisus uses an interesting lashon of rave, really Taisus' kavana is the chazaka the rava. And this that Taisus uses the lashon of rave is because the chazaka the rava is based on a metzias that al pi roiv, the simanim come bismanon. It's not like a chazaka de meyakara or other kinds of chazakas which are built on other yisaidis. Rather, this chazaka is a chazaka ba mikayach hasvara based on the metzias that roiv times the simanim actually come by a boy beben yud gimel v'yem echad. That's why Taisus can refer to the chazaka de rava as a roiv. Akoponim Taisus' teretz is that based on the svara of the chazaka de rava, it has a din of a hasruas vadai and not a din of hasruas suffik. Now we have to be makdim that the entire kash of taisus is a vada only shver taisus l'shitasai, but it won't be shver l'fishitas a Rambam. Because we mentioned in the past that there's a machlekes between taisus and the Rambam if the din of mufla samach l'ish means that he's within a year of Cyrus, or the din of mufla samach l'ish means that he's within a year of shanim. According to taisus, this is one of the Taisusin, and also Taisus earlier on Daf Mem Hema Beis with Divrei Maschil Ella. Mufla Samach Leish means the year preceding Tavoa Shtei Cyrus. Whereas according to the Shitas HaRambam, Mufla Samach Leish is not Tali and Cyrus. It means the year preceding Ben Yud Gimel V'yem Echad for a boy, and Ben Bas Yud Beis V'yem Echad for a girl. And we are Masber the Yisayin HaMachleikis V'siyat HaDashmaya B'tuv Tam in the Shir to Daf Mem Hei, and in the beginning of this Shir to Daf Mem Vav. Akoponim, Taisus' kasha is a kasha l'shitasai, that the din of mufla samach l'ish is mitli toli in the avos Cyrus teich shana. However, the shitas Rambam, that it's not toli in avos Cyrus, it's just toli in the shanim. So as long as the nether was made after yud aleph v'yemechad for a girl and yud beis v'yemechad for a boy, that has a din of mufla samach l'ish, and it's asroa svadeh and not asroa safik b'chlal. But let's focus now on Taisus' teretz. It's mavur in Taisus that mikoyach the chazaka de rava, it has a din of asruas vadai, and therefore we're able to give him malchus. Now this has to be explained according to all of the five mahalchim that we mentioned in the chazaka de rava. And we'll start, of course, with the shita of the Ramban, or the Ime, that they say that the chazaka de rava is be'emes a chazaka gemura, like a din of rave minatayra, which is be'emes the mashmais of Taisus over here as well. And the only reason why Rava says we're not saimich on the chazaka de rava, the inin chalitza is because kol zman that it's efshel avarer, we're mavarer. Im kein divrei taisves are asyan shapir. Because a vadai, it's not a suffix, it's a vadai. We assume b'tayras vadai that he's going to bring the Cyrus later. And therefore it has a din of asroas vadai, which is machayev malchus. That's pashat. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Mishkan es Yaakov, that he says be'emes the chazaka the rova isn't really a chazaka, and it isn't really a roiv in atayra. It's just that the rabbanon are samech on this chazaka le'inyan divreihem. Avada divrei taisus are merafs and igra. It's impossible to say what taisus says that it has a din of hasras vade and going to give malchus. Harayv, in reality, there really is no such chazaka. And the emes is the Mishkan es Yaakov himself and the hemshach of his tshuva on Amud Ayin Ches. He brings this raya from taisus shaloi kedvarav. Nevertheless, he backs up his mahalach based on other Rishayim and based on the Shitas of Rambam, according to which Taisus Kasha never starts. And on the basis of that, he says lemaisa like his mahalach that it's not an emes chazaka; it's only with Rabbanan. But upon him in Shitas of Taisus Atzmai, it's a very impossible to say kedvarav, and for sure it's a full-fledged din of rave and a chazaka, which is why it has a din of hasras vaday. According to the Mahalach of the Marit, the third Mahalach, that he says be'emes, there is a full-fledged chazaka, which we could be Saimachan on the Raisa. The only reason why we're not Saimachan it in regards to Chalitza is because being that it's not a chazaka gemura, and it still leaves a room for a suffik, just that suffik is a suffik karachik, therefore, legabi the Raisa were machmer. Now that doesn't apply over here, because even if we were to say that the Raisa were a machmer, and we say maybe it's not a mufla samach leish, that would just require of us that before we give him Malkus, we wait around and we see if he actually brings the Shtei Cyrus. The Rega we see that he actually brought the Shtei Cyrus. If you want to go to Mafreya and Dan, that Hasra was Asra Sufik, it's not Asra Sufik. Because Meikar Adin, it had a din of Asra's Vadai, where Mechuyiv to Neman, that he's probably going to bring those Cyrus. So Vadan has a din of Asra's Vadai, but Isai Shah. Just the most that we can be machmer is say, let's actually wait to see if he really is a mufl samach lish. But if he turns out to be a mufl samach lish, to don the asra as asras vadai, for sure the chazaka is sufficient. That's according to the Marit. What about according to the Shav Shmaitze? The Chai Rei, the Shav Shmaitze says that this chazaka, being that it's not a chazaka vadois, is not strong enough to go kenegere vadai din katnus. Because ein safik maitzim idei vadai. So at the end of the day, if we have this equation, a child who's a vadei katan, he has the katan stofanenu, and he's a suffik if he's maybe Shtei Cyrus, ain't suffik maitzim idei vadei, and we won't assume that he brings Shtei Cyrus. L'chayir imkein, it shouldn't have a din of asras vadei, it should have a din of asras suffik. Zog the Shmaitze himself, in Shmaita Hei, Perek Tesvav, a moir de gavart. Zog the Shmaitze, this that we're assuming that this is a suffik that's ain't a maitzim idei vadei, because it's a vadei katan stofanenu, why is it a vadei katan stofanenu? So he tells too this that he says earlier in Shmaita Gimel Perek Yud that a katan is becheskas katnus and it has a full fledged din of a chazaka de meikara. Zog de Shmaita legabe chazaka de meikara. We see a klal in the Gemara in Gittin daf chavchesam beis that says shema meis lechayshinan shema yomos chayshinan. That means if we're dining, maybe currently a person died already. We say that there's a cheskas chay and we don't assume that he's already dead. But if we're talking in the future. And we want to be mistopic in the future, maybe at a certain point he's going to already be dead. We are chayshish shema yomos at that point, and that's not considered going keneged a chazaka de meikara. Keneged a chazaka de meikara is if we want to establish change currently. But if we want to be chayshish, then maybe at a certain point in the future a change will have taken place, that's not going keneged the klal of chazaka de meikara. Im kein zok de shmaitze moiridik. In our sugya, when a ketana does chalitza, and we want to say that currently she's already a gedayla, that says Rava, we can't be saimach on the chazaka de Rava, because that's going keneged a vadai. It's going keneged the cheskas katnos shalafanenu. Because in order to establish currently that she went away from the katnos, that's keneged the chazaka, that's keneged the vadai, and the chazaka de Rava only has a status of a suffik, and ein suffik maitzi midei vadai. However, in the case of a mufal samach leish, where we don't want to establish currently that he already has the Shtei Cyrus. We want to say that in the future, within the year, he's going to have Shtei Cyrus. Taking on that side that in the future he's going to have Shtei Cyrus, that isn't considered going keneged a chazaka de meikara. Im kein, there is no vadai telling us that within the year, he's not going to be a gadol. There is no vadai telling us that he's going to be a katan for the entire duration of the year. because as far as the future is concerned, it's not considered that you're going connected to chazaka, so there's no vade in the first place. Im kain, to assume the chazaka de rava is not considered ein safek mitzvah midei vadei, because there is no vade lefaneinu. So we can go with the chazaka de rava legabe the future, legabe him bringing shtei sires within the year, and it's not a problem of ein safek mitzvah midei vadei, and therefore it's going to have a halacha of a asruas vadei, and we're going to be able to give him malchus. Ad kan biurei hanifla of the shmeitza in this taisvus. And the fifth mahalach, according to Rekiv Eger, that he says the be'emes, it's a full-fledged chazaka l'chol en yonim. It's just not strong enough to go connected to cheska sisser. So of course, it's strong enough to have a din of a sruas vadai, which is why you're going to be like it. Ad kan this inyan, and ad kan this shir, to mesechta nida daf mem vav.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.